So why is this huge decline in insect numbers a wake-up call to all of us?
Well, insects are called the little things that run the world. They're absolutely critical for pollination. They recycle materials in the soil. They purify water. Importantly, they are the, they're the main source of food for birds, bats, fish, many other vertebrate species. Once they go, there's a cascading domino effect, and insect declines can affect the entire ecosystem.
Right, so just a small role then.
Just a small role.
So what do we know about the decline of insects? What are the numbers as they stand currently, and which insects in particular are in decline?
So a lot of us have heard about bee decline, and that's obviously a big part of it. Fortunately, that hasn't happened. That big collapse hasn't happened in Australia, but unfortunately, a lot of experts say that it's a matter of when and not if. But basically, a lot of this concern has come from a huge literature review article that's just recently been published by the University of Oxford. And what's important about that is that it looked at, I think, three major studies conducted around the world and 73 historical reports. And they found, it is quite concerning, they found a decline of more than 75% of total insect biomass in 27 years. And unfortunately, if you extrapolate the decline of 2.5% per year, that actually translates to a total disappearance of insects within 40 years. So in a way, look, it's not great to be the bearer of bad news, and a lot of people don't like to listen to this type of thing, but we need to be alarmed. And just like climate change, of course, is a big issue, the whole concern around biodiversity is equally as important, and of course they're connected as well.
Mm. And so speaking of making change, what work are you currently doing with your PhD research at the Institute for Sustainable Futures to help this cause?
So my research is more to do with engaging people with issues around sustainability and finding out what it is that can stop people. I mean, of course, a lot of it is the alarm and concern and the fact that people often feel helpless and vulnerable. So a lot of the research shows that, firstly, we really do need to be aware of the concern and what is happening around the world, and be sufficiently alarmed, because actually if we don't feel sufficiently concerned, we're not going to be motivated to do something about it. But equally, we need to be given practical, tangible things to do, actions to do. So of course there's a role to play for politics, but there's also a role in what you can do in your own personal life. This type of thing, the B&B Highway, which is an initiative of the not-for-profit Food Faith. So Food Faith I set up a few years ago, essentially is a project that brings people together to create a pollinating highway in our urban environment. And that it's important to understand that habitat loss is a big driver behind insect depletion and decline. So the B&B Highway essentially creates bed and breakfasts for birds and bees and butterflies, and at regular intervals across the urban environment in Sydney, and locates places where we really don't have sufficient pollinating plants. So we create these wonderful respite B&Bs, we call them, and they consist of pollinating plants and also native stingless beehives and also insect hotels.
That sounds fantastic. And yeah, great for a new film, it sounds, as well. What are some of the, you mentioned practical things listeners can do or individuals can do themselves. What are some examples of practical things we can do to help?
So I think importantly, it's great to do something that you enjoy doing as well. So that's where I think the whole B&B Highway idea will resonate with people, because who doesn't like having beautiful flowers in their garden? It's just It's not difficult, and it's just a matter of identifying the right pollinating flowers. And what we need to understand is something that all previous generations probably knew, and the current generation is rapidly losing sort of their knowledge and contact with nature. But we should be encouraging flowering plants that flower the whole year round in our gardens. We should be encouraging native plants. we should be creating habitats for our insects. And so you can make these fantastic little insect hotels. You can actually buy them in the stores as well. And encourage the native stingless bees and put up a beehive. Another initiative that I've been working on is meat reduction campaigns, because I think there's probably a lot of evidence now and campaigns out there. People are more aware about the role of red meat production in climate change and water depletion and biodiversity loss as well. So by reducing our red meat consumption is also another very positive way that we can help the environment.
Completely. Well, I'll be looking to buy an insect hotel then when I leave today. It's a great project for the kids as well, I'm sure. Thank you so much for your time on the show today, Judith. It's been a pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I can't leave without saying that if anybody wants to get involved with this particular project, we are putting in these B&Bs in community housing and also places of worship and cultural centres. And the initiative is run through Start Some Good. So if anyone's interested in reaching out, then please feel free.
Perfect. You heard it here first. Judith, thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thanks.